Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ransomware attacks against the United States continues despite efforts to stop it. A coastal Georgia hospital, St. Joseph's Chandler Health System, which operates two hospitals in Savannah, Georgia, has about 4,200 employees, was still using backup procedures, including paper records, on Monday. Some patients have said they were turned away from their scheduled appointments after the attack on Thursday. Shane Furman, the mayor of Silverton, Colorado, announced in a trustee meeting last week that the Pledge of Allegiance will be suspended. Attendees had a different idea.
I'm sorry, but this is the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd note that that's out of order, and we did have a one-strike policy. I'm not going to ask everyone to leave tonight, but if something like that happens again, we will.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A recent poll of American voters has pointed out two key issues. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A new poll shows the majority of Americans support the ability to vote early, but also stricter ID laws. The Monmouth University poll shows more than 70% of people support making it easier for people to vote ahead of Election Day. That number jumps to 80% when it comes to people that support requiring a form of ID before a person can vote. Less than 20% thought early voting should be restricted and there should be no additional ID mandates. It comes as states are passing election reform laws after last November's election, and as the Senate takes up a bill that would set some federal standards for voting nationwide.
Mexico is boasting one of the most secure ID documents in Latin America. The voting ID card used in Mexico includes multiple security features and state-of-the-art verification methods that have so far foiled every counterfeiting attempt since 2013. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In New York City, the law has no order. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hundreds of alleged looters and rioters busted last year in protests over George Floyd's murder by police have had their charges dropped. That's according to new data released by the NYPD. In the Bronx, which saw fires in the streets and mass looting in June 2020, more than 60% of arrestees have had their charges dropped. That's according to an investigation by NBC New York. Jessica Betancourt owns a Bronx eyeglass store that was looted in 2020.
I think it's just disgusting. It's outrageous the way we're getting treated. No one made an effort to even come to the stores and say, you know what, can I get some surveillance? Can I get some fingerprinting to see if we could catch these looters? No efforts were made by the city.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Sources in the DA's office say in many of the cases, the evidence was not strong enough to secure a conviction.
If you're planning to go to the World Cup in 2022, you must be vaccinated from COVID-19. Dan Rocky has more.
Qatar will require visitors for the 2022 World Cup to be fully vaccinated against COVID. The country's prime minister saying Sunday that the government is also working on procuring 1 million doses of vaccine to immunize visitors, adding that while most countries will probably have their citizens vaccinated by the beginning of the tournament, they want to be ready in case some can't. The World Cup in Qatar begins in November of 2022.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Prime.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back. We're in Dallas, Texas for NRB 2021. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And we got Mark Hancock back with us. It's always good to visit. This is getting to be an annual event. You know, NRB and Mark Hancock, yep. Bill Martinez, we all go together here.
That's right, Bill. I always enjoy talking with you every year.
Well, congratulations. Just to kind of bring you up to, to speed here, I'm already getting ahead of myself, Mark is the CEO of Trail Life USA. This is really, from day one, it's been the alternative to Boy Scouts and how they, you know, went on a liberal slide, and there were people of faith that wanted an alternative, and God bless you for, you know, all the hard work that you and the team have put together to offer this alternative for young kids where to go.
Well, it's been amazing watching families recognize the power of an organization that aligns with their values.
Yes.
You know, so rare in our culture to find a place, if you're a family that believes in biblical values, mm-hmm. and those principles that we know, things like what marriage is and those simple things that we used to take for granted, finally you've got an organization that you can be proud to be a part of that agrees with, is in alignment with what it is that you're teaching your kids. Mm-hmm. So families are flocking to Trail Life.
Well, and speaking of flocking, hey, we're, you know, hopefully seeing the light at the end of the tunnel of this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic didn't slow you down.
It didn't. Mm-hmm. It didn't. We actually saw growth, and in the last 4 months, we've seen the most growth we've seen in our organization and in our history. But during the pandemic, because we're outdoors, we're an outdoors organization, outdoors is the safest place to be. So our troops to meet, the ones that were allowed to by the local churches, their outreach at the local church, but meeting, doing their camping, their hiking, the outdoors, and they just had a great time. So where so many boys were locked up inside for this terrible time, virtual school at home and doing all those things, our boys were out camping and hiking and enjoying the outdoors in an uncrowded place because so many other people were staying home. So we saw tremendous growth.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I was reminded of a recent headline says, you know, God's not about to let a good pandemic go to waste.
That's a great quote.
I love
That's
it.
A great quote.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I'd have said that, you know.
Well, you just did.
Yeah, okay. So you can give me credit for it later on, but that's okay. That's how they say it. First of all, you kind of put an anonymous spin, and then you get to own it, and it becomes your saying. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that no big surprise for God.
Yeah.
And the challenge, I imagine, for you, even some of the organizations, some of the troops here, is that how they interacted with the churches that wanted to hold a line of restriction.
Yeah.
And I know this caused, you know, a lot of conflict across the country. I mean, there's some churches that will not reopen.
Yeah, I know. It was interesting to see the different postures the different churches took, and sometimes geographically, just by, you know, what are influence they're in under that part of the country. So some churches were more shut down than others, but others were saying, you know what, maybe you can't meet in the sanctuary this week because we've got it closed, but you can go out and do a hike.
Yeah.
You know, you can go, you can use the baseball field or the outdoors around the church or whatever. And so they were able, many troops were able to stay engaged. And boys, families that were looking for something for their sons to do, joined Trail Life, became a part of what we're doing, and are staying a part of it. And now they're inviting their friends, and we're just exploding.
Explain to our audience, for people who may be hearing Trail Life for the first time, how do their kids get involved, and what can their kids expect from Trail Life?
Well, Trail Life is a boy-focused, Christ-centered, character leadership and adventure organization for boys. We're organized in troops over about 900 across the country, out of 900 different churches, about 30,000 members, who are eight years old. And it's what you would expect from an outdoor boys organization. Uniforms, handbook, guides, a robust awards program, hiking, fishing, outdoors. But they can go to our website at traillifeusa.com, and under Get Connected is a map called Find a Troop. And you can put in your zip code, you can put in your address, you can put in your social security number, you can put anything in there, and it'll show you the troops that are close to you, and then you can click on that and become part of that troop. Or if there's not one close to you, you can click on Start a Troop, and it walks you through how you can start a troop in your local church.
So awards, badges, just like...
All that stuff. Our highest award is our Freedom Award, which is an amazing award. If you've ever run into a Freedom Rangeman, about 250 of them across the country right now, a Freedom Rangeman is what we call them. Exceptional young men.
Now say that again. Freedom Rangemen.
Freedom Rangemen.
Okay. Freedom Rangemen.
Most members of Trail Life are trail men.
Okay.
But when they become the Freedom Award, that's the peak of the program. Mm-hmm. And at that point, they're not looking so much at a trail like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. They have their eyes on the whole range because they have proven that they can walk worthy, and that's our motto. They've proven that they can walk worthy, and the whole world is before them.
Wow, very cool. And is there a certain age boundary before they can be a Freedom Rangeman?
We start in kindergarten, go through 18 years of age. Typically, the Freedom Rangemen are going to earn that Freedom Range Award around 16, 17, 18 years old.
Okay.
It takes that long to get it. Other programs, they can get it 12, 13 years old, the highest award. But we looked at it, and we thought, at 12 or 13 years old, a boy earning the highest award in a program, he's done with that program.
That's right, yeah.
And you really don't know who he is at that point. Mm-hmm. So you've awarded him this thing, and you're sending him out in the world saying he's this outstanding young man. He doesn't even know who he is.
Right.
So the way our program is designed, our highest award, it really takes longer. It's a more robust award, and involves a lot of faith elements and things that you don't see in other programs. Mm-hmm. And so it's generally awarded around 16, 17, 18.
Now, how about churches? If they want to get involved, how do they do that?
Churches can do the same thing. Go to the website and go to start a troop, and they can find out how to get it going. Typically, it's a man in the church who says, listen, God is calling me to do something. Mm-hmm. I've got a passion for the next generation. I love leading boys, love discipling, I love mentoring. I can figure out the outdoors if somebody can help me, but I want to do something besides help park cars
right.
at the church.
Exactly.
And so generally, that man will go to the pastor and say, we need to do this here. Will you let me lead this program? And a pastor who understands the power of having a community-based program in the church, you know, we're not just a troop that meets in the basement of the church. We are an outreach of that local church.
Yes.
And pastors who grasp that are understanding that boys who will never come to your Sunday school program will go to a Trail Life program.
Exactly.
And the unchurched boy joins the troop, then the unchurched family joins the church. And we're seeing churches grow when they start a Trail Life troop. So we love it when pastors say, yes, we can go with you. We see the vision. We see what it is that you see. We're behind you. How do we make this happen in our church?
And the thing, you and I talked about this before. Boys naturally gravitate to adventure.
Absolutely.
This is adventure. This is rhyme for their reason.
They're wired that way.
Yeah.
You know, I talk all the time. And, you know, you got two. If you're a leader of boys, you know this dynamic. You get two 5-6-year-old boys come up to you and say, hey, can we go get a drink of water? Well, when you say yes, you have fired the starter's gun. I mean, it's automatic. A competition. Boys are wired to do that.
Yes.
And so the outdoors in a male-focused environment, male-centered environment, with men who are good, strong Christian men, they sign the statement of faith, their background check, they complete child safety protection training, is good, safe, mentor-type men in that organization. Single moms are loving Trail Life.
I bet.
Because they've been crying out to God. Met a woman in Virginia who, it was after a meeting, we're around a campfire, and she says, I have to thank you. She says, my husband died 10 years ago and left me with a 2-year-old son. She said, and I cried out to God. I said, what am I going to do when he's in my teens? She says, now he's 12 years old. He's a navigator in Trail Life USA, surrounded by godly men who are filling that space, and my husband would want me to thank you. I mean, isn't that powerful?
That is, I imagine right then you probably say, okay, God, I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, it's kind of like Simon, because look, all I want to do is just see Jesus before I die. And here it is. You know, God gives you that moment of approbation. I mean, that is awesome, Mark. And so many other stories, you know, and testimonies. And the thing is that you've got all the curricula. Everything's already designed, right?
Yeah, it's all there for the churches. They just need good, strong adult leaders who will say, yeah, I'm called to do this.
Without a doubt. And again, if they want to be in touch, the website they go to?
TrailLifeUSA.com.
There he is. Mark Hancock has been with us. I mean, this is what happens. You know, when you enter the advertising world, you start out in advertising, and then you end up starting an organization that's changing the lives of the next generation with Trail Life USA. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest lowest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're here in Dallas. Celebrating NRB 2021. Well, I'll tell you, just incredible expanse of people of faith and ministry leaders, artists, singers. I mean, it's just been such great fun. Oz Hillman is going to be joining us here in just a second. He's the author of 31 Decrees of Blessing for Your Work Life, and he's with us right now. He's the founder and president of Marketplace Leaders, an organization designed to equip others to live out their calling in and through the marketplace and through this ministry. Oz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, good to be with you.
Well, congratulations on the book, 31 Decrees of Blessing for Your Work Life. You know, tell us about it.
Well, Bill, I've written a lot of books about faith and work, and I was thinking about the fact that many times we don't understand the value of the spoken word and how many times Jesus proclaimed a decree, if you will, over things that actually took place as a result of his words. And we saw it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so I just felt that a devotional might be a good resource for people in the workplace. And, you know, Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. This isn't a name it, claim it, you know, book. It's more about, you know, the Bible has a lot of things to say about breakthroughs. And, you know, Moses struck the rock instead of spoke the rock. Ezekiel spoke to the dry bones, and Joshua spoke to the walls. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. And so there are times in our lives where we need to understand, you know, God wants us to speak.
Yeah, we want to make sure we're speaking and not hitting. And then there's times when we're supposed to hit and not speak. But that's when, you know, it all comes down to, you know, are we listening and hearing the voice of God? And you would seem that more so than ever, especially us, for what we've gone through. And I appreciate your book in terms of blessing for your work life, because as we know, we've got a lot more jobs available. And people right now have been sedentary for the last 16 months. And I'm not going to argue the political ramifications of that right now, but the reality is that I think people are going to be losing a step. You can't be out of work for 15 months and think you're going to come back tomorrow and be running at the same speed as you were before.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So, you know, the power of our words are very crucial. Especially in the workplace.
Yeah, exactly. Well, our words do matter, and that's exactly what we're appreciating right now. And that you know, and if you're going to speak words, I think better to speak words of edification than destruction. You know, better to partner with God when God's mission is about life and not destruction. If we're partnering with the destroyer, not so good, really.
Well, that's right. You know, Romans 4:17 says God gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, you know. And when we look at even in the Genesis 1 story, God said, let there be light, and there was light, and he spoke the oceans into existence. And at the same time, Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and he cursed the fig tree, and it died. And Peter spoke to the crippled man, and he got up and walked. And so, you know, there are times when God, through the Holy Spirit, guides us in a situation, and he says, I want you to speak to that mountain so it can be removed.
Exactly. Oz, you know, you're considered an expert on topics related to faith in the workplace. So what are the common concerns and challenges among Christians when it comes to faith at work?
Well, I think we're in a very toxic environment today where it seems like anything that comes out of your mouth is going to be challenged. And I think that has caused a certain level of fear among workers about what they can and what they can't say. So it's a time that we've got to be courageous, but also be, you know, wise as serpents and gentle as doves. To know the season when we can say something and the season we can't, and just to measure our words, but also be, you know, be bold in our witness, and don't be afraid to step into whatever God calls you to step into. And, you know, when I look at the Old Testament characters of Nehemiah and Daniel, you know, and Joseph, they all were in very difficult workplace situations. They had very toxic, they had very toxic bosses that could potentially lose their life if they say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. And some of them almost did. So it's but it's also a great opportunity. We saw some of those examples where Daniel, you know, and Nehemiah both, you know, brought glory to God through their intentional stance for God.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, and to your point, all our words, you know, come out, you know, from our heart. So that's what we got to constantly connect with God, is our heart, so that the words that we are speaking, you know, come from God, that are edifying. And that, if, you know, if you're going to get canceled by the culture, run into problems, I'd much rather want to do that as, you know, with God as my advocate, wouldn't you?
Well, absolutely. You know, when God is part of the equation, we're in the majority. And you know, I often tell people when they have concerns like this in the workplace, I say, just keep in mind that you have the greatest spiritual authority in your workplace, most likely, and that God is with you there, and he wants you to be his representative, to be salt and light in that environment.
Well, as you made a distinction between the name it and claim it type of heresy, and you believe Christians should know how to pray for God's favor and blessings in work, which requires spiritual maturity and Bible study. And I want you to expand a little bit more, because it is important, this distinction that you did make.
Well, I think that, you know, sometimes we can just treat God like a genie, you know, and just want to proclaim things that he never called us to proclaim. But at the same time, he also tells us to speak to situations. In Luke 17, he says, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted by the seed, and it would obey you. And, you know, I've had situations where God called me to speak to something, and just because of that, it caused a breakthrough in that circumstance. Now, I never would have thought of that unless I'd understood the scriptural foundation for being led by the Holy Spirit and then speaking to a circumstance when God calls me to speak to it.
Well, in the book, you cover, you know, many topics, and I want to give you an opportunity to touch on some of the topics that you cover in the book.
Sure. Well, you know, there's 31 different days that we cover, and each day we have a devotional about that topic, and then we have 10 decrees that are taken from Scripture that we ask the reader to read out loud and decree them. And so there's anywhere from, you know, speaking the glory of God over your business, that Stanley Tam, speaking to your mountain, where a business owner, my mentor, Gunnar Olson, spoke over a problem a crisis in his business where the product was defective, and God called him to speak over it, and it was restored.
Wow.
And you know, speaking to your provision or your circumstance, or unity over your team. So all various workplace situations are covered in the book. And then at the after the decrees, we have a section called activation, and there we ask them to reflect on the topic and then write any thoughts they have about it.
Exactly. Got about 10 seconds left. I want you to remind everybody where they can go to find out more information about Marcus Marketplace Leaders and your book.
Yeah, I encourage them to go to 31decrees.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copay, and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. 96-39-54.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ransomware attacks against the United States continues despite efforts to stop it. A coastal Georgia hospital, St. Joseph's Chandler Health System, which operates two hospitals in Savannah, Georgia, has about 4,200 employees, was still using backup procedures, including paper records, on Monday. Some patients have said they were turned away from their scheduled appointments after the attack on Thursday. Shane Furman, the mayor of Silverton, Colorado, announced at a trustee meeting last week that the Pledge of Allegiance will be suspended. Attendees had a different idea.
I'm sorry, but this is the United States of America, to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd note that that's out of order, and we did have a one-strike policy. I'm not going to ask everyone to leave tonight, but if something like that happens again, we will.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're visiting with Pastor Alan Jackson. He joins us now. He says it's a time for Christians to live up to our kingdom assignment if we hope to see any change in our nation. He has two books out, Intentional Faith and God Bless America Again. Why not?
Amen. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, I think we've for too long the church has imagined somebody else was going to speak truth to our culture, a politician or a political party or someone. Mm-hmm. And the church's assignment is to be salt and light.
Amen.
And I think part of what COVID has done is begun to awaken us a little bit.
Yes.
I think, you know, when you're asleep, it's not an evil state. It's a necessary part of life. But when you're asleep, you're unaware, you're uninvolved, and you're unconcerned.
Mm, yes.
And COVID began to awaken us that we have a voice that's needed in this culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been said that God doesn't let a good pandemic go to waste. And I think here we are, right?
Absolutely.
He is large in charge, and get ready. And the interesting
opportunity that you mentioned is the church itself. I mean, this is Jesus' business. I mean, he started this church, and and I think it's a challenge. We did a prayer breakfast in Vero Beach several months back, and I was asked to speak at it. I said, we're talking about this great reset button that's supposed to happen politically around the world. How about the church? How about a reset button for the church?
Absolutely.
Where we get back to first principles, first priorities, and that's what happens. As you know, Pastor, any effective CEO who finds his organization out of sync, they'll pause for a moment and go back and say, where did we make a wrong turn? Where did we miss the mark? And this is what I'm starting to see in organizations, institutions. I think on a federal level, that's a whole other story because the institutions have failed us. And I think that's why a lot of the young kids have said, hey, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't care if it's school, even down to marriage, even churches, because they've fallen short and just, haven't been there. But look, it's time to hit the reset button. Get in alignment with what God has planned and what he's purposing.
I agree completely. I think COVID exposed the church a good bit. And I've spent decades of my life in the church, so mm-hmm. I'm not throwing stones.
No.
But I think we've imagined that the problem was the wicked. We'd point through the windows of the church and say, that's the problem over there.
Right.
And what COVID seems to have demonstrated is it's the indifference in our hearts.
Yes.
That we've got to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And if we'll do that, I think we'll see God move heaven and earth mm-hmm. once again. But we had become addicted to things like comfort and convenience.
Mm-hmm.
We would pick churches based on how close the parking was or if the worship style suited my personal preference or
exactly.
the translation of the Bible.
And if somebody was going to take my place in my favorite pew spot,
then I'm going to be angry about that.
Exactly.
And there's something perverse in that notion. So mm-hmm. perversion didn't start outside the church.
Mm-hmm.
We took our eyes off the assignment we've been given by the King.
Right. Amen.
And so I trust we're coming back to center again.
Well, Alan, if we really focus on what the early church focused on, which I thought was really interesting in the book of Acts, it was all about getting ready. Jesus is coming back. Here we are thousands of years later, and we've kind of lost that touch and that I guess that passion or that understanding that Jesus is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
and is the church ready?
Absolutely. Well, I think, again, the asleep image really holds.
Yes.
If you think how the world's changed since we were at NRB together the last time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was in February of
mm-hmm.
2020.
Right.
And the world we live in is dramatically different.
Mm-hmm.
In February of 2020, our borders were closed. We were building a wall. We still believed in the process of law. We were an energy independent nation, a net exporter of energy.
Right.
The attitude towards family and marriage in our nation was dramatically different than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Almost any criteria you pick up, the world has shifted dramatically.
Yes.
And when I interact with Christians, their primary question is, can I go on vacation now? It's the wrong question.
Right, exactly.
This is our watch.
Mm-hmm.
And if we forfeit the authentic gospel
mm-hmm.
and the role of the church in this season, we'll be held accountable for it. It's not the politician's fault.
Right.
It's those of us that sit in the pews.
Yeah. And the thing that I'm hearing is that it is such an opportunity for the church because you do have, even though the culture's gone absolutely haywire, and we know that when it disengages from that that moral moorings, as the Bible says, without a vision, the church will, a people will perish or cast off restraint.
Yes.
So we're like that hot air balloon that's been released that's just going pell-mell all over the place. But there are people that are watching and they're looking to say, okay, where is their stability? And those churches where they've held to the Word of God and held to first principles, they're, and it's not all about growth as much as it is about, even though that's part of it, but it's still about the very souls of the people that God wants in his kingdom.
It's about personal growth. Growing churches are built out of growing people. Don't get concerned about growing your church. Be concerned about growing your relationship with the Lord. If you're doing that, the other kinds of growth will find their place.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're exactly right. It's such an important time for God's people to wake up to what's happening and the reality of our assignment. This is our watch.
Mm-hmm.
And if we fail on our watch, the Jeremiah talks about the watchman on the wall.
Yes.
In Ezekiel. And if we're responsible for our culture and speaking the truth into our culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have accepted the notion of the separation of church and state. As the founders intended it, it was to keep the government out of the church, not
right.
the church out of the state.
Right.
And if the church isn't talking about current events, we're not electing politicians or political parties, but we have to talk about what's happening in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's too easy to come in and sing our favorite hymn or our favorite chorus
mm-hmm.
and review our favorite Bible passage or go through our favorite small group study. we've got to help one another understand what's happening in the world today and the implications of the gospel for
that. Without a doubt. And, you know, people are wondering, they go, well, where's America in end-term prophecy? End time prophecy. We don't read about it. You know, everybody's, you know, you get, you know, prophecy experts who have their own idea. But I'm saying that God's more about, is more than America. I mean, America has been an instrument to a certain degree. And I don't know. I don't know where it ends up. Right now, you know, there's a lot of conjecture because of how far America has fallen. But, you know, God's will be done ultimately. You know, I've said that ever since Israel became a nation again, it's as if the hour hand on God's prophetic clock was set. And what's been passing are, you know, minutes and seconds.
Right. I would agree with that. Right. And I think sometimes we use our end time theology to avoid the responsibility of the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think people say to me, do you think you're in the last days? And I can make a biblical argument for that. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't disagree with you at all. Right. But if I'm wrong by 1,000 years, the truth is these are our last days.
Exactly.
And you and I better live as Amen. If that assignment is imminent to us. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to be held accountable for
right.
that.
Yeah, I've often said and had the opportunity to work in a Billy Graham crusade in the mid-80s. And Dr. Graham very rarely, if at all, ever talked about end time prophecy. It was always about the message and the contract that he had with God. You know, it was about Jesus Christ and it was about salvation. That was his consistent message. So to hear him say one day before his passing, he said, I believe these are the last of the last days. I thought that was significant.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I pray that the church, we've been co-opted a little bit by the idea that we have to make friends with the world. Mm-hmm. We don't want to offend the sinners.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be belligerent or angry or hostile or critical. Mm-hmm. But we have to hold out the truth in the world.
Right.
If you go to a doctor and he doesn't want to upset you, so he doesn't give you an accurate diagnosis,
right.
he's not your friend, he's a quack.
Yeah.
And if the church doesn't hold out the truth to our culture, we're not God's friend or their friend.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we don't have to do it in an angry way or a critical way,
right.
but we have to tell the truth.
Well, we do it knowing that we've been redeemed. Alan, if you understand your own redemption, your heart towards others is different. It's soft. I mean, the words, I think, come across in a way that are tender, they're sincere, and they're loving. And that emanates from a heart of experience with God, doesn't it?
Well, and if we acknowledge that we are part of the redeemed, we're also acknowledging our brokenness.
Yes, amen.
The church is not the Hall of Fame.
No.
The church is the triage unit. It's
yes,
the hospital.
Exactly.
And the way we got through the door is we were the despised and the weak and the not so clever and we weren't noble born.
Mm.
We were the cast offs.
Yes.
And the Creator of all things chose us to be the vehicle for His redemptive power. That's our message to the world.
You know, you think about that. And that just blows you away, doesn't it?
Amen.
I mean, God Almighty chose us, who many rejected, the less thans, and He says, no, you're my guy, and the deal is still on between us.
Amen.
Right?
Only by His power.
All the way to the end.
That's it.
That's the thing. No matter what we've done, no matter what we will do, His commitment, His promises to us, yes and amen, and they continue.
Amen.
Pastor, thank you so much for you know, coming on with us. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the books, Intentional Faith, and God Bless America Again. How can people be in touch? We got about 15 seconds.
They can go to allenjackson.com. It's allenjackson.com.
There it is. That easy. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Bill.
Appreciate it. God bless.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're coming to you live from Dallas, Texas at NRB 2021. Don Shank joins us now. Gosh, it's only been a year.
It has been, and quite a year it's been.
Yeah, really. You hear his voice and you go, oh, that sounds familiar. Of course, because Don's on the show quite regularly with Tide Ministry updates. For 75 years, the Tide Ministry has served on 3 continents and 30 languages to reach the unreached with the gospel of Christ through media players. What did you just take Jesus for his command for real? You said, okay, yeah, we'll do it.
Hey, it's perhaps the greatest command there.
Exactly. The Great Commission, and Don, what does he know? He goes, okay, all right, Jesus said I'm doing it.
Absolutely. And I am so privileged to be able to work with a board of directors that gets that. Yeah. Gets it, that there is a need around the world and that Jesus was serious.
Yes, right. You know, exactly.
He died for everyone in the world. There is no country, no people where Jesus didn't consider them and
that's
think
right.
of them when he went to the cross.
Exactly. And the thing, you know, and that's been recurring to me here recently, Don, in my studies, is that, you know, you look back at the early church, the Acts mm-hmm. church, and I thought it was interesting. They were really concerned about the return of Jesus. I mean, wait a minute, he just left.
Right.
And their focus was, he's coming back. But here we are thousands of years later, and something has got lost in translation.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. You know, if we could put our finger on it, we could probably solve the world's problem.
Right.
But to think that, yeah, they had it. And I just recently got a message from a pastor in Pakistan, and he sent me a picture. And he was kneeling at the place where St. Thomas was said to have kneeled and prayed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what did happen that they were so eager and excited to share the gospel that St. Thomas went the whole way to India. Mm-hmm. And yet today, India is one of the least reached countries, a very small percentage of Christians,
right,
and believers.
Mm-hmm.
And we here in North America, we perhaps have one of the highest percentages of a Christian population, although I think we are fast becoming one of the most pagan nations in the world.
Right.
But that's for another story.
Right.
But the need is there, and we have the resources. We have, and I praise God for the generosity of believers here in North America who are willing to support ministries like the Tide,
right,
so that we can put a pastor on the air in India,
yeah,
speaking his own language, and his heart's been touched by the gospel, and he can share that in a very culturally relevant way that is impactful. Mm-hmm. And we are having success both in India, in Africa, in Europe, in places like Kosovo and Albania, where pastors on the ground sharing their faith with their own people.
And you can't manufacture that.
No.
I mean, this comes straight from the heart, from
right,
their own testimony, their own experience, as Jesus talked about. And that is one of those things, you know, when you talk about power,
mm-hmm,
that the forces today, whether we're talking political forces, mm-hmm, or other
right,
forces, religious forces, it's a mystery to them. And they cannot overcome it because the power of God Almighty is behind them. I mean, it's His Word.
Absolutely. And when you talk about that, Bill, I think of one of our radio pastors in Kosovo. And as a child, Kosovo is a country that's kind of like been tossed back and,
yeah,
forth, never had a real identity. And in the conflict that was going there, I won't tell the whole story, but as he was being basically chased out of a village, told to run, he heard the gunshots that killed his father. And in that culture and their kind of self-identity, revenge is very big. And he ended up hating the Serbs. But God got a hold of him, transformed his life. And today, he wants to reach Serbs for Jesus. And so there in Kosovo, he has a thriving ministry. He has already planted, through the radio, two churches.
Wow.
By contacting listeners, forming a group. And so that's an example of the power that,
yeah,
you can't explain it. You can't make that up. It is just something
mercy
that
over
God
justice.
Absolutely.
And that's only by God's grace that
right,
happens, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And to have that kind of a grace, God's grace is something that I wish we could all get it better.
Yes.
Because I think even today, you know, I'm troubled by what's happening in our nation.
Yes.
And I think there's a lot of grace that is missing. We're not extending as much grace to one another.
Right. Well, the society has gotten rather mean. And you have lawlessness abounding. We were warned, saying, look, at the hearts of many would grow cold. This is what's going on. I mean, we're seeing video just this past week of a young man. I mean, and he's running away. And his one sister, threw her body, the youngest sister, threw her body over her brother's body, mm-hmm, so that the gunman would not shoot him. But he still fired rounds off, mm-hmm, by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. I mean, this kid is alive. Yes, he got wounded. But the bravery of this young girl, I mean, the youngest sister, to try and protect her brother is incredible.
It is. And, you know, when you think of what Christ did for us, I think we need to do more like that for one another. Greater love has no man,
yeah,
than that he give lay down his life for a friend. And
well, it's hard, Don, because we're in a it's all about me society. We've been through this, right?
Absolutely.
And when we let go of that, just like what you were referring to earlier, when we let go of that, then the peace of God abounds in such measure that it allows you to forgive. It looks at another that, you know, in a sense is, gosh, I can't remember who was it that said this exactly, but that I never met a mere mortal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're all made in the image of God, and what does that, mm-hmm, what does that mean?
Right. I think that one of the critical things that we miss so much in our society today is it means that I sacrifice myself.
Yes, exactly.
That I disappear, and Christ lives in me and through me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, Bill, I have taken groups of church leaders and pastors to other countries, and they come back incredibly impacted by what they see. Because they see people who are like the pastors on the ground in some of these countries, and believers who are willing to risk it all and to give up their rights just so they can share what Jesus has done in their hearts with the people.
Right.
They love their own people, and they want to see them experience that joy and that life and that hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the things of this modern era, you know, video games, the commercialized items that and merchandise that have been put for sale become meaningless, don't they?
They do, and you know, we look at different parts of the world. Here in North America, we have all this technology. There's a broad range, and again, I'll go back to India, for example. You have extremely high technology development in parts of India and certain levels of society. But then you go to the other end, and you have millions of people living in villages where they don't even have a radio.
No.
And so, you know, we take people and we give somebody a radio and we send them into that village. And they form a listeners club. And that kind of sounds a bit funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's nothing else. There's no other entertainment.
Like what? You don't have Tupperware?
Yeah.
No, we'll do a listeners club. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it is true. And and out of that, they'll get a couple of converts.
Yes.
And they're trained to really focus and how to develop and disciple
exactly.
those. And those become testimonies in that village, and we've seen entire villages eventually come to know Christ.
Wow. And the dark to light experience of those villages, I know with some of the stories that you've shared with us before. We're talking with Don Schenk, executive director of the Tide Global Gospel Ministry. Donna, I'm always enthralled when you tell me stories about what's happening in other nations, you know, these dark to light experiences. We've got about 3 minutes left, so I'm going to let you regale us.
Okay. One of the things, let me talk a little bit about Nigeria right now, because Nigeria is kind of a hot spot. There's a lot of conflict between Christians and Muslims, but there's also some harmony there. And one of the things which I rejoiced over is that in the last time when Ramadan was over, we had a group from our radio ministry, the group we work with, they decided they were going to host a feast. And they hosted it, and they invited Muslims to it. And it was reaching out and saying, you know, we want to share the true gospel with you. Mm. And it was impactful.
Wow.
It was because there had been another instance where there were a group of believers meeting, and they saw some men coming, and they were dressed in their Muslim garb. And they actually were jumping out the windows, running away from the church. They were afraid because they thought they were coming to harm them. And they called them back and they said, no, we've heard about this Jesus on the radio.
Wow.
Please tell us more. We want to know the truth.
Well, and you can imagine, because what I've heard time and again is Ramadan seems to spike a reaction by Muslims, not so much in a festive sort of way, where they go on attack. So you can't blame them for having some mixed emotions, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
But to, you know, the power of what they heard it on the radio, and there is power in the Word of God.
Amen.
That touches people's lives. Right. And our mandate is to continue to share that around the world.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, there's something really special about radio. And I've been in radio most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it engages the imagination in such a way that it's personal.
Right. And it requires, to listen to the radio requires a bit of a focus.
Yes, exactly.
And that is something which, as I said, in many parts of the world, and even here in the U.S., it is still so relevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in all of the other technology, and we're reaching out in other ways, we're using different technologies, but radio, it's solid. It's there.
It's still
relevant.
No, I'm with you. Hey, for 75 years, it has served many around the world. Tide Ministry, 3 continents, 30 languages. We got about 40 seconds left, Don Schenk. What's the prospect for this next 12 months?
I believe that it's very promising. One thing, despite everything that's been, the challenges we've been facing, God is opening doors.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're in the process of putting together a puppet program in the Arabic language. It's going to go across all of Northern Africa and the Middle East. I think God has opened doors before us.
Amen.
And I invite anyone to join us in that. join hands with us in sharing
exactly.
the gospel.
8 seconds. Website. Where do they go?
Go to thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Like you've never heard that before, right? Don Shank, thank you, buddy.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go?